As developing countries grow, their need for raw materials grows too. That's the case with Brazil, which has much in common with the nation of Mozambique. Both have a mix of African and Portuguese influences. Both are rich in natural resources, and both fought long and hard to throw off European colonialism. But today, a Brazilian coal mine in Mozambique is raising important questions about what the energy demands of growing economies mean for struggling African countries eager for foreign jobs and investment. Annie Murphy reports.
This coal mine in northwestern Mozambique is owned by the Brazilian company Vale. It's a gaping dark gray pit in the middle of green, windswept savanna. Still under construction, it currently employs about 7,500 people. 23-year-old José Manuel Guilengue is a machine operator. Guilengue says that he and a friend traveled 1,000 miles from the capital to get here, where they were both hired. That was a year ago. He now makes around $400 a month, which is more than four times the average salary in Mozambique. According to the general manager overseeing construction, Osvaldo Adachi, this mine will produce about 11 million tons of coal each year for at least three decades.
This is one of the biggest coal basins in the world. The target from this market is Brazil, China, Japan, Europe, and India.
He says the mine won't just provide coal to economies with global clout. It will help Mozambique, too, by providing jobs. The government is in favor of the project. They say it will mean tax revenue and jobs for people in remote, sparsely developed Tete province. Jobs that are hard to come by all over Mozambique, where unemployment is near 20%. But some, like environmentalist Anabela Lemos, see only problems with the mine.
I think coal mining, it's a well-known impact that the coal mining, that's why there's some countries that don't want any more coal mining due to the impacts on environmental. Plus, to generate energy, it's more pollution today. We don't call that development.
Mozambique currently relies on foreign aid for much of its budget and struggles to maintain food and gas subsidies. After a spike in prices last year, food riots killed over a dozen people. Yet while mining companies like the Brazilian company Vale do provide some jobs, they pay as little as 3% in taxes to the Mozambican state.
This is a new colonial era. This time is not governments, it's corporations.
According to Lemos, the clearest sign of a so-called new colonial era is the effect of coal mining on locals. To make way for the mine, Vale moved about 5,000 people off their land and into what they call settlements. Vale's Osvaldo Adachi.
I think everything is new to them, but according to our social department, all the people, they are very happy about that because they have all the infrastructure.
The settlement is on the outskirts of the city of Moatize. Rows of neat stucco and metal houses painted cheerful colors like yellow and green amid a stretch of hot scrub. It looks more comfortable than the rough thatch, wood, and mud brick buildings in most communities. But even with the houses and the new infrastructure, many people who live here, like Dorothea Mateus, who's cleaning fish heads for soup, say they just wanted to stay on their land.
Vale told us we had to leave, but I didn't want to. That was our land. Like it here? No, I don't. Here, there's nowhere to grow food. And sure, there's water and energy, but you have to pay for it. Back on our land, we had water and we didn't have to pay.
Mateus rinses the fish under a spigot in the yard. Her uncle, Satar Pensar, is struggling to pay for water and to feed this family of eight, something he never imagined when he had a big plot of land and ample free water. But he doesn't see an alternative. Where am I going to complain, says Pensar? I don't have anywhere I can go to make a complaint. If I go up there and say something, they're going to tell me no. Go back and stay where you are. For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Maputo, Mozambique.